my independent reporting has found that these injections are manufactured with China, with the Chinese Communist Party, Pfizer. I don't know about Moderna or J&J. There's an MOU between a memorandum of understanding between, BioNTech and the Chinese Communist Party to manufacture a billion doses. But these are not the doses that are going to China, therefore export. And the Chinese Communist Party opened 14 manufacturing plants in Western Europe and two in the United States in the last 2 years, one in Princeton, New Jersey, and one in Springfield, Massachusetts. And the IP, the intellectual property, the ingredients, the formula, manufacturing process went, according to a 2021 SEC filing, from BioNTech to China, and it's 100% completed. It doesn't say to a Chinese individual, to a Chinese company. The SEC filing says to China. So that means that when you get injected with a Pfizer injection, everything from the manufacturer, the distribution, the formula is the dosage is in the hands of our existential adversary. And as my husband, and I cite him a lot because he spent 12 years in military intelligence and then in other kinds of intelligence. So he really knows things about geopolitics that I wouldn't have known. He's shown me the documentation. In his words, China wants our land. They want our energy. They want our natural resources. They want our water. They don't want our population. So then you look at who's being mandated. Our soldiers, our sailors, our performers, right? Some high profile injuries there, healthcare workers, sports teams, like no exemptions, no way around it, the kind of, and college students, our next generation, especially at elite colleges. So these are the people who are the leaders of a society or the protectors of a society or the future of a society. So if you want to, this is why I believe this is a bioweapon. The virus is a bioweapon and the vaccine is a bioweapon. And they contain some of the same ingredients like spike protein. But if you go after the people who could rally America, who could give people a sense of pride, who are role models, right? And you take them out or weaken them, then there's no like national identity anymore and no one to protect the country. It's very easy to subjugate us when the time comes. And Brian is very worried. And now I'm worried about this week because there's like 1.5 million people flowing over the border, many of them fighting age, many of them male. And there's the World Health Organization treaty. They're trying to get 120 countries to sign to give up their sovereignty to the World Health Organization. So overnight, if this all goes through, we could have an invasion, basically. If these are like, sleeper warriors, which we can't know, maybe not. But maybe, right? It's a lot of people flowing in. We don't know where they're going. They're being given. I mean, my husband was with Special Forces and he said, they're giving the men an ATM card and a phone. And he said, that's what special operators are given when they're dropped off in a country, an ATM card and a phone. And that's all they need. So it is very, I believe we're under attack right now. And it's what people who study China call asymmetric warfare or unrestricted warfare, where it's not bombs and a shooting war. It's going after our athletes, going after our universities, going after our culture, our movies, our morale, our education system, gender norms, our ports, our grabbing our land, grabbing our water. All of that is happening at once. Our food supply, God knows. It's a coup in a document. And this has always been the plan. The One Health framework is what my husband, Brian O'Shea, has founded. I invoke him also because he's the world's best investigator. And so he's found the documents, which are kind of the plan for what they want to do. And it's called the One Health framework. And it basically supersedes governments. Right. Once everyone has signed this treaty, this is what we'll roll out. And absolutely, they could tomorrow, once this is signed, say there's a, look, the whole COVID thing was never proven. I've shown this. So many of the maps that were rolled out saying there are these spikes, these surges, you couldn't see the data sets. So tomorrow they could say there's another invisible alleged airborne pathogen, and everyone has to be herded into quarantine camps, or some do, and then they'll roll up the dissidents, right? Here in New York State, we narrowly kept our governor from building quarantine camps. That they tried to get a Board of Health regulation in Washington State to build quarantine camps. And I've seen the regulations and they scare me to death, because they say if you've been exposed to a bloodborne pathogen, whatever that means, they can cart you away and never let you out, basically separate you from your family. And I know they've built, I mean, I just, you know, was on a podcast with Australians, and they're like, they're these quarantine camps in multiple places around the country. I mean, it would be over, right? It would be, thank God for the Second Amendment. You know, I'm a peaceful person, but I think the only reason, you know, that we in this country are not Canada or Australia right now, look how fast they fell, is that we have the Second Amendment and the First Amendment and the state system, you know, and half of our country has people at the state level who are really fighting to protect freedom. And, you know, it's embarrassing. They're all conservatives, you know, like embarrassing for me as a former Democrat. But I think, I mean, I can't tell you how terrifying it will be, because there will be no recourse, right? If you can't go to the sheriff, you can't go to the police, can't call the police if someone shows up and in a hazmat suit and says, okay, you know, we have a reason to believe you've been exposed to a bloodborne pathogen, dissident, you know, that's it. I mean, literally, we've literally ordered 6 months worth of food, dehydrated food. You know, we literally, my husband has secured our property. You know, we think about where can people come from, which direction. Everyone needs to do that. You know, make friends with a farmer, find out where your food supply is going to come from. If the, you know, stores have no more supplies, his view is that we are at war and it's going to be a shooting war very soon. And I'm persuaded that we're at war. I don't know that it's going to be a shooting war. I don't think it'll get to that, God willing, because we have so many patriots who are, you know, former military, former police, and I'm a peaceful person. I'm not calling for, you know, anything. I want peaceful law and order, but I also have studied history, and what we're, like, everything we're seeing is the precondition for an invasion, or is an invasion.